And welcome back, everyone, watching Press TV World News. The U.S. president has reportedly tried to persuade his French counterpart to pull his country out of the European Union in return for better bilateral trade terms. The Washington Post said that Donald Trump made the offer during Emmanuel Macron's visit to Washington back in April. The paper cited two unnamed European officials as saying that Trump told Macron, quote, "Why don't you leave the European Union?" The U.S. and France have yet to comment on this report. It's still unclear whether Trump was kidding or it was a serious attempt to undermine the bloc. Trump has also praised Britain for its push to leave the European Union and offered London a great transatlantic trade deal after Brexit. Trump administration is also engaged in a deepening trade dispute with the EU over multi-billion dollar tariffs that U.S. imposed on metal imports from the bloc. Investigative journalist Tony Gosling believes the American president seeks to break up the European Union to end the bloc's ability to challenge U.S. on trade.
Actually, really, his instinct, I think, is in the EU is to divide and rule. He wants to break up the European Union because it's a competing trading bloc. He'd rather see lots of little countries, which is actually completely contrary to the previous administrations in the United States, who actually have been involved in funding through the CIA, etc., to get the EU started in the first place. So, you know, all the rules have been thrown out of the window with Trump. And we've got a very interesting trip. He's coming to Europe in July. The 11th of July will be the NATO summit. Trump has called NATO as bad as NAFTA, which was a bad trade agreement in the United States. Now, this is causing all sorts of problems for the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg. He's also got another major problem, Stoltenberg, in that Turkey looked like they're in the process of leaving NATO or staying in NATO only to spy on it. So I think what we've seen is that the French, if they were actually given a chance on the EU, might well say no, they want to leave. So in a way, Donald Trump, it's quite nice to have him saying this, even though I don't think it's serious that it won't happen. Certainly under Macron, who's a former Rothschild banker, and he's very much in with the banking elite in the EU.